March 13, the throne of grace. God's law is linked with his throne. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Psalm 119:18. God has given his holy law to man as his measure of character. By this law you may see and overcome every defect in your character. You may sever yourself from every idol and link yourself to the throne of God by the golden chain of grace and truth. The moral law was never a type or a shadow. It existed before man's creation and will endure as long as God's throne remains. God could not change nor alter one precept of his law in order to save man, for the law is the foundation of his government. It is unchangeable, unalterable, infinite, and eternal. In order for man to be saved and for the honor of the law to be maintained, it was necessary for the Son of God to offer himself as a sacrifice for sin. He who knew no sin became sin for us. He died for us on Calvary. His death shows the wonderful love of God for man and the immutability of his law. The glory of Christ is revealed in the law, which is a transcript of his character, and his transforming efficacy is felt upon the soul until men become changed to his likeness. They are made partakers of the divine nature and grow more and more like their Savior, advancing step by step in conformity to the will of God till they reach perfection. The law of God was not given to the Jews alone. It is of worldwide and perpetual obligation. Its 10 precepts are like a chain of 10 links. If one is broken, the chain becomes worthless. Not a single precept can be revoked or changed to save the transgressor. Christ designs that heaven's order, heaven's plan of government, heaven's divine harmony shall be represented in his church on earth. Thus in his people he is glorified. Through them the Son of Righteousness will shine in undimmed luster to the world. The church endowed with the righteousness of Christ is his depository, in which the riches of his mercy, his grace, and his love are to appear in full and final display. Christ looks upon his people in their purity and perfection as the reward of his humiliation and the supplement of his glory, Christ the great center from whom radiates all glory.